Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Monday, March 4th. A Navy investigation says negligence by leaders led to major delays on one of their ship's deployments. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. Starting tomorrow, millions of eligible veterans will be able to enroll directly in VA healthcare without first applying for VA benefits. The Department of Veterans Affairs is expanding healthcare eligibility to any veteran exposed to toxins and other hazards while serving at home or abroad. The exposures include air pollutants, chemicals, asbestos, lead, radiation, and firefighting foams. The expansion was mandated by the 2022 PACT Act. For more information or to apply, go to va.gov/PACT. The Helen Woodward Animal Shelter in Rancho Santa Fe is cutting adoption fees in half and providing food, litter, pet supplies, and some gas cards to adopters this month. The move comes during a nationwide shortage in people adopting shelter animals. One of the center's managers said the number of potential adopters visiting their shelter is the lowest they've seen in years. If you can't adopt, the center encourages fostering. For more information on pets available and how to adopt or foster, go to www.animalcenter.org. We're back to sunny skies today after rain over the weekend. It will still be cool, though. In the county's inland and coastal areas, temperatures will be in the low 60s. There's a high surf advisory in effect in the coastal areas until 9 this morning, when waves could reach up to 7 feet. Temps in the mountains will be in the high 40s, and in the deserts, it'll be in the low 70s. Forecasters say even though the week will start off dry, there is a chance of more rain on Wednesday. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need. A Navy investigation says negligence by leaders on the USS Boxer led to major delays, delaying the ship's deployment for more than a year. Military reporter Andrew Dyer obtained the investigation and has this report.
Bad parts, poor oversight, and even allegations of assault in the ship's engineering department are just some of the issues that kept the Boxer moored in San Diego more than a year. Two Navy investigations obtained by KPBS describe three major engineering incidents. The first in 2022 was due to a contractor installing bad parts after the Navy reduced its oversight to save time and money. Two more incidents last summer left several sailors subject to punishment. That was in July, when the ship ran its reduction gears for 2 hours without any oil. The investigation says the senior enlisted engineer failed miserably in their job to train and supervise sailors. Further, the unnamed engineer was the subject of assault allegations. All told, the delays on the Boxer, coupled with the loss of its sister ship, the USS Bonham Richard, to fire, left the Navy without two big-deck amphibious ships for the last 3+ years. The investigation says that left the Navy, quote, less ready and less capable, end quote. Andrew Dyer, KPBS News.
The presidential primary election is taking place tomorrow. Reporter Jacob Ayer says for those who haven't voted, there's still time to participate in the election.
Voters have already been weighing in on California's statewide presidential primary election, with the last day to vote on Super Tuesday, Election Day. San Diego County Registrar of Voters, Cynthia Paz, says it's easy and convenient to participate in elections and explains why the primary matters.
Every election has critical local contests on that ballot. So we encourage voters to participate in every election.
People can send their ballot in the mail, put it in an official ballot drop box, or go to a vote center. Those not yet registered to vote can still go to any vote center to conditionally register and vote provisionally through March 5th. People with lost or damaged ballots can also participate in the election by going to a vote center. Jacob Ayer, KPBS News.
One of the races on the March 5th primary ballot is the Assembly District 76 race. North County reporter Alexander Wynn says incumbent Brian Mainshine is termed out, and three candidates are vying for the seat.
Assembly District 76 covers a wide swath of North County inland. It includes San Pascual Valley to the east, Carmel Valley to the west, and San Marcos to the north. Two Democrats are running to replace incumbent Brian Mainshine.
My name is Dr. Darshana Patel, and I'm running for State Assembly for the 76th Assembly District.
My name is Joseph Rocha, and I'm running for Assembly District 76.
Patel is a research scientist and a school board member. Rocha is a Marine reservist and attorney. Both hold similar positions on housing and homelessness.
We need to deliver a strong housing stock to meet the rising demands for our working families and to support small businesses.
I think it's a supply issue. I think that we need to be increasing the amount of housing that will reduce the cost of the housing.
Both are Democrats, but Patel is endorsed by the San Diego County Democratic Party. As for Christy Bruce Lane, the Republican candidate in the race, she is endorsed by Reform California, Carl DeMille's Political Action Committee. She did not respond to multiple requests for an interview. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
Coming up, when you think of John Lennon, you think of music. But he also had another talent, art. We'll have details on where you can see his art in San Diego and more just after the break. The Vista Unified School District is showing that there is more than one pathway to a successful career after high school. As North County reporter Alexander Nguyen tells us, Vista is investing in trade careers and its students' futures.
Yeah, they get introduced to the tools first.
These students from Vista Unified School District are demonstrating what they've learned this year. The showcase is part of Vista Unified's Career Technical Education Program.
In Vista Unified, we offer 21 unique career pathways in 10 different industry sectors.
Robert Kroll is the Career Pathways Coordinator for Vista Unified. He says these classes are not your grandfather's woodshop or vocational training programs. These students learned technical skills and the science and math behind them.
They really are academically challenging. Our students come out with a variety of certifications and early college credit.
Next school year, both Vista Unified and San Marcos Unified will launch a pre-apprenticeship program. Vista's will be for adult learners, while San Marcos will be geared toward high school students. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
For many of us, just hearing John Lennon's name makes dozens of songs come to mind. What you might not know about Lennon is that, along with the music, there was art. Reporter John Carroll says you can see that art for yourself in San Diego.
Perhaps never in the EC Gallery's 27-year history has there been an exhibit that is truer to the gallery's name. EC stands for Exclusive Collections, and at least in the modern era, it's hard to imagine a group of pieces more exclusive than a collection of whimsical drawings by John Lennon. EC Gallery owner Ruth Ann Thorne.
It's all about the importance of community, culture, spreading love, having I think almost like an idea that everybody is accepted to the table.
Before the Beatles, Lennon attended the Liverpool Art Institute. It was there he developed his style, sketching and drawing figures that reflected his sarcastic sense of humor. There are also handwritten lyrics to a number of songs.
What you would hear with your ears, his mastery as a songwriter and as a musician, is what you're going to see with your eyes. So it's the further expression of a great talent that was on this earth for too short of a time.
The prints are all for sale, but you don't have to buy one to see them. The gallery is open to the public and it's free. The exhibit runs through Saturday. John Carroll, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Join us again tomorrow for the day's top stories. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening and have a great Monday. And don't forget, tomorrow is Election Day and the last day to vote.